This is Decoded Apoc for August 8th. Before the first bridge was built across the Missouri River, getting across was the business of ferries. The first documented ferry began operation in 1860 between Bismarck and Mandan. Ferries, often haphazard and reliable, were run by individuals who saw the opportunity in helping travelers get to the other side. The busiest ferries were based in Bismarck. Competing operators could be aggressive, and the business was cutthroat. Sometimes disputes meant strong words between ferrymen. Other times those disputes landed in court. On this date in 1915, the Bismarck Tribune reported that District Judge Hanley of Mandan was considering a perplexing problem. He ordered H.C. Rude and Frank Howe to appear before him and explain why they were operating an unlicensed ferry within 2 miles of the railroad bridge. The suit was brought by a competing ferryman, Mr. Gossard. He alleged that the two men were operating without a license while he was a licensed operator. The question before the judge hinged on jurisdiction. Since navigable waterways fell under the responsibility of the federal government, specifically the Department of War, newspapers noted that Gossard had said he planned to move his ferry out of Bismarck, claiming the landing on the Mandan side of the river was unsuitable. Commercial clubs on both sides of the river expressed interest in buying Gossard's ferry to continue the service between Bismarck and Mandan. Eventually, the two ferrymen reached an agreement, brokered by Judge Hanley. Mr. Gossard would keep his license and continue operating his ferry. Mr. Rude agreed to purchase a license. The Bismarck Commercial Club bought Gossard's ferry to guarantee reliable service across the river. Ferries played a vital role in North Dakota and an important role in the state's history. At one time, there were more than 30 ferries operating on the Missouri River. One of the last was at Washburn. It took its maiden voyage in 1952 and transported cars, people, and horses until it closed in the 1960s. Today, that ferry is on permanent display at Riverside Park in Washburn. Today's Decoded Datebook is written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.